Kof Tammuz, Friday the 22nd of July, Rabbi Leibish Heller, Atzas Bilom.
We say our parsha begins with parshas nedarim, haforas nedarim, atoras nedarim, which we'll touch on in parentheses later on. But after that comes nekoyim nikmas bnei Yisrael meisam edyon. Moshe Rabbeinu was told his last mission in this world is nikmas bnei Yisrael meisam edyon. What did the midyonim do to bnei Yisrael so far? Nikmas Bnei Yisrael, and there's a Muhammad with the Midyanim, and the Bnei Yisrael come back with a lot of Sholo. Vayishmu Bnei Yisrael, Sneshei Midyan Vestapom. Sneshei Midyan, normally the women were exempt from the horrible consequences of waging war with Bnei Yisrael, because the women never engaged in war with Bnei Yisrael, it was always the men. So they brought back Sneshei Midyan Vestapom. It's called Behemtiv, it's called Miknaim. It's in the same category. These are the things that are not part of the war. They're result of the war. Because Bnei Yisrael had no reason to assume that Neshois Midyan were ever at war with them. And when they come to Moshe, the Pasuk says, Vayiktsev Moshe at Kudei Achoyil. Vayimar Aleim Moshe, Achayisem Kol Nekeva. Why did you allow the Nekevas to survive? Hein Hein Ahoyil Bnei Yisrael B'Dvar Bilam. They were part of Dvar Bilam. They're part of the war efforts. They are not innocent civilians, bystanders that happen to have husbands who went to war. They were the ones who waged war with Bnei Yisrael. Not a conventional war, a different type of war. But if you're waging war, you have to identify your enemy. These were the soldiers, the foot soldiers that fought you in the previous event that lost 24,000 of Bnei Yisrael. It was the Neshei Midyan. But the Magefa that was Badas Hashem was a direct result of the war that was waged by the Neshei Midyan, Reis Midyan. And Rashi brings that Bilam gave, this is a Tzas Bilam that we find in Parshas Balak. L'cho Yatzcho, I'm going to give you an Eitzes as Bilam. You know, you read Parshas Balak, you think that the victory is on the side of Bnei Yisrael. He tried to curse once, twice, three times. He fails. He has to bench them. He gives them a brachis. But in truth, Bilam succeeded. In Parshas Balak, Bilam succeeded. He gave an Eitzes to Balak. And Rashi says, there's no way you're going to fight Bnei Yisrael militarily. Shema merubi matam min ha-mitzvim. It's not going to work. Let me give you an eitzel. Rashi refers us to Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Sefri, which I'll look up in a moment together with you. But Atzas Bilam was that if you want to bring down Bnei Yisrael, you have to introduce them to Zima, and if they fall there, then you have them. It's not that Bnei Yisrael are immune to attack, they're above. They can't be overpowered. They can't be overpowered, Kozman. They are Bikdushasam. If you can undermine their Kedusha, then you will win them. And in this case, they didn't even have to wage a war. There was a Magefa as a result, 24,000 men died. Now, this is a continuation of Pashas Balak, and then we see it in Pashas Timchas, and again in Pashas Matos. But the real question, Rabbi Say, the ultimate question in this whole Pasha, which is a thing which is half leva fella to understand and to grasp. Even for us, which we are a Dur Shafel, we are not a Dur Deya, we never saw Moshe Rabbeinu, we didn't spend 40 years learning with Moshe Rabbeinu, we didn't witness the Nisim V'Niflois that they saw on a day-to-day basis. And more specifically, just before this event, they had the tremendous Nisim that I referred to earlier in the Parshiyos, the Ness first of all, the Ness of Moshe Rabbeinu, Okar Tura, the way he fought Oig Melech HaBashan, and the Ness of the Eshed, the Atarim, the mountains that came and they saw the rivers of blood. These were Nisim Gluim, and a Ness is a Gilui Kvod Hashem that makes you submit to the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and makes you accept His oil. That's what a Ness is. It's a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless that puts a person into a state of being mekabel that oil. So even if you say that we also have nisim every day, we don't appreciate it. And even if you argue that the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar after 40 years didn't appreciate it, right? You know, this man, the people, the 24,000 men who were mezan, chamon v'slan, you know, before, they had a drink over there. They had a drink. It was wine. But if they had a glass of water, where did that glass of water come from? Where did it come from? It was a mess. It came from a stone. They had breakfast that morning. Where did it come from? It came from Momin HaShemayim. They heard a shear that morning. From who? Either from Moshe, from Aaron, from the Skene. We're talking about people who were a dir deal. 24,000 people should be nichshel in such a way. How did that happen? What happened? Suddenly they were transformed from being the Amah Nivchor to becoming lower than a goy. They were metamorphosized in one moment. How did that happen? The truth is, there's a tzaz bilam, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which we'll look up in a moment. It gives a description exactly of how Bilam advised them. They were taken by surprise. They thought they're going to buy Pishta, and in reality, but at the end of the day, where how does such a thing happen? Even calls that, it leaves us wanting as to what took place over here. And I'm afraid, Rabbi Yisai, the mechilas kvoy tiraschem of every single one of you. Today, I will suggest a pshat, a pshat, but I'm going to have to suggest an alternative pshat, a pisoit. It's one of those parshas that the ilam pshat leaves you wanting. Self calls self, what happened? But a pisoit, we see a tremendous connection of things, kafte v'ferach, what took place over here. How it came to pass that not only is it not a pella that they fell, it's totally natural. On the contrary, would have been a pella had they not fallen. If anyone didn't succumb to the events that to these atas belong, that is the question. How did anybody withstand it once you consider the underlying hidden elements that are taking place in this whole process over here? But let's first of all look up Yipshach. Rashi tells us we should look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So this is the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuvav, where the Gemara says, what was Bilam's Eitzah? Bilam's Eitzah wasn't Stam as you go to Bnei Yisrael, you're not going to bring them down into Zimah just like that. So he says you have to come with a Tachsisei Muchama. He says that these people, they like clay pishtam. In Mitzrayim, the Bnei Yisrael like clay pishtam. I don't know, maybe it was the opposite of the Goy Shalavush. Lishinus Malbusham, Pishtam was the uniquely Yiddish Lavush, you know. Yigdeshah, like a Bekesher, yeah? Like a Zad and a Bekesher nowadays, they were all Zadani and Galat, the music. So they wanted Kli Pishtam. But be that as a man. I see a Chayitza, I see them cloying, Hoshiv Behem Zoyin, Iskenin Bachutz, Yaldanim Bifnim. And a whole Maisa that once they'll come in, they'll tell them, Dreh La'atzmacho, Ritzartzurei Shel Yayin, Amoini Munachetzla. The yain wasn't also yet. So she would tell him, and then she would tell him that he should be prior to prior. And that's what happened.
The Znus introduced Avodah Zarah and Kfir Moshe Rabbeinu and so on.
This was a Tzas Bilam. This is the way you're going to bring down Bnei Yisrael. The Eitzah is a good Eitzah. But what was Bilam thinking? He thought that Bnei Yisrael are so quick, so weak, that that's going to happen just like that. Why did he think that this is an opportune time to do such a thing? So Rashi refers us also to a Sifri. And the Sifri tells us that this event took place after the Biza of Sicha Nenoik. And by the time of the Biza of Sicha Nenoik, something changed in Bnei Yisrael. Until the time of the Biza of Sicha Nenoik, Bnei Yisrael were almost like Koidel in Goliath. They sat in Koidel from morning to night, they learned Torah, Ishtach HaSaholoi, they were learning from Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Skene, and they were sitting and learning morning to night. There was no Dagis HaParnosa, right? You know, even according to my, maybe the Shever is going to go bankrupt tomorrow. But over here, the money's coming down in the Shemayim.
There was no worries. There was 40 years of pure Limud HaTorah. There was no competition. It was almost like Yemois HaMashiach. In Kinev, the Tachrus wasn't a question of who has a nicer car or who has a nicer chandelier, right? There were no issues. There were no extensions being built. Everything was okay. Came the Sholol of Sichem Ba'oig, so they went into a state of Vayishman Yishuro. And we know that Vayishman Yishuro is followed by Vayivot. What happened by Sichem Ba'oig, suddenly there was a lot of gold and silver available. And everybody was taking visa. And they were taken to such a degree that it says that Yishuro Mavazim Asa visa, Mekarim Ksus, Mashlichim, Mekarim Be'ima. So Bnei Yisrael were in violation of what you would call midas ha'istapkus, right? In this week's parsha, in Parshas Matos, we begin the parsha with the parsha of Nedarim. Ki yidu neder la'Hashem. What is a neder? The Mishnah says in Avos, Nedarim is siyag l'prishus. Siyog l'prishus, it's a means to prishus. Prishus is a positive thing. In order for a person to be remain b'kedusha, he has to be poirish from obsessive overindulgence in titus. And sometimes it requires a neder to do that. We have a Gemara that says Dayecha mashasu alecha teira, which seems to say that a neder is not a positive thing. Here we have a Mishnah that says Nedarim siyog l'prishus. Seems to say that a neder is a negative thing. We also have the Yerushalmi in Soif Kiddushin that says that Asid Adam Litin Asadin Al Kol Masher Ase Einoi V'Loi Ochal, which seems to be the exact opposite, that there's a virtue, there's an advantage in being men from Olam Hazeh. How do we reconcile these two things? So the answer is, it depends who you're talking to. The Gemara says, Am Ha'aretz Lo Yerchal Basar. An Am Ha'aretz Lo Yerchal Basar. A Talmud Chacham Yerchal Basar. What's the shear of an Amoritz? When do you become Ois Amoritz? My experience tells me the more you learn, the more you realize how much of an Amoritz you are. I should say I am, not you. But that's the... When do you become Ois Amoritz? What does it mean? Amoritz lo yochol baser and Talmud Chacham should. So, Pipashkos, maybe there are dinim of what's the din of Amoritz. Chveis, Amoritz lo yisa Talmud Chacham, the din. It's shtek na'alof, what's keveh. But al pisoi, what's an Amoritz? An Amoritz is not nikva by how much you know. You can know all of Shas and still be an Amoritz. You could not know all the Shas and be a Talmud Chochem. Am Aretz means someone who lives in Artzius. He's an Am of Aretz, of the Artzius. A Talmud Chochem means someone who's Mekabel from Pchinas HaChochma. Someone who's Mekabel from Pchinas HaChochma. We find in the parsha itself that if you make a neder, you want to be matted in neder, who do you go to? You go to a Chochem. If a person is Alot to Pchinas HaChochma, he doesn't need the neder anymore. When you're in the level of Chochmah, you don't have to make a neder. On the contrary, Dayecha Mashasa Lecha Teira. Only in the absence of Chochmah do you need Nedarim. What is Chochmah? Chochmah is Ezehu Chochom Haroya Esanoyot. So I'll be shot. That means someone who can see further. Someone who can see further. Esanoyot. You know, we only have so much vision, and other people see further. It says that the Chochomim are Eine Ha'eda. Eine Ha'eda means they have a further vision. Somebody once asked, L'chayra, you should go basar roif. You should go basar roif. Reif Klal Yisrael thinks that things are acceptable. The Chachmei HaDor think that certain things are not acceptable. Let's go basar roif. Huh? What's the teretz? Teretz is, if 10 people are blind and one could see, you don't say, go basar roif. He's telling you, if everybody has the same level of vision, then you should go basar roif. We want to know, we should go right, we should go left. We need to get to a certain destination. 9 people say go right, 1 people say you go left. You go right, you don't go left. But if the 9 people who are saying to go left are blind, and the 1 person is saying, you know, Columbus comes back and says, I discovered America. Right people don't accept it. He was there, he saw it. There's no dinim of right. Chachamim are Einei Ha'eda, they see further. They see further. That's what Einei Ha'eda means. That's the pashtus of Chacham Roya Sanoilot. But in a deeper pshat, and that is, a chacham is roya, how everything was noilat from a shoyrish. From everything in this world, you could look at it like a dover gashmi, as an independent entity. If you look at a shtikl basar, as a piece of basar, then you're an artsy person, you're an ama oretz. Ama oretz lo yoicha basar, because it's going to be megashim you. You need the precious in order to have the kedusha that's required to be kodesh, kan shachmuch. But if you're a roya san noilat,
What does a noilad mean? Noilad means that everything is noilad from the Dvar Hashem, Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. You see how in the gashmis of this world, it's really only coming about because the Ratzon Hashem is Keveya, Mechadish B'tuvim L'Choyim Tomi, that this should exist for a purpose. You see the purpose, then you're a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham Yoichal Basar. A Talmud Chacham Yoichal Basar. And that's why a Chacham is Makir Aneder. And that's why it says that the Achila of Shabbos can't bring a person down. Normally, overindulgence, obsessive connection to gashmis will bring a person down. And it'll come to be over on Yisurin. The Rabbeinu Yoina says that Taivas Hefer will bring you to Taivas Isur. But on Shabbos, the Achila of Shabbos is not only an Achila that's mutter the Maisa Achila. During the week, a Talmud Chacham can eat, because he eats L'Shem Shemaim, he's not eating L'Shem Taiva. On Shabbos, it's not a Chiv to eat. It's a Chiv to be misanik from the food. It's a Chiv to be misanik. To be a misanik, that's a different level in Gansin. That's because Shabbos is Pinas Chachma. Talmud Chacham Ikri Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can have that level of having Tainug, and yet it won't pull you down. So what happened to the Bnei Yisrael was, according to the Sifri, the way it's explained here, that they had 40 years in which they were mufrash from Tanuge Elam Hazeh, or from excessive Tanuge Elam Hazeh. Came the Mais of Sichin Anoi, and suddenly they fell, and from that they became exposed to things that they were entirely beyond them previously. That's an Olam HaPshat, but it's still Shever, soft kol sof, as much chont as you eat. The Benois Midyon, there's a gap. What happened over here? What happened? So I want to share with you a Pshat of Pisoitz. Listen very carefully. Gemara Sanhedrin says that Bilam was not Meshuggah. Bilam was no fool. The Rebbeinu Shalom told him, Esadavar she'es osim beficha, oisei tadavar. And Bilam thought that he can go be Makalel against the Ratzon Hashem. What was he thinking? The Gemara in Brachos, I'm sorry. What was he thinking? What was Bilam thinking? He should have stayed there. Stop while you're ahead. He should have said, I'm busy. I'm not interested. I have a business meeting. I don't want to talk to you. Of course I can do it, but it's not up my street. Your price is too, you can't afford me. He wants to save face. Why did he go and expose himself to such a matzav where he'll make a fool out of himself, Barabim, in front of Balak? Says that he had a good record, Bilam, until this story. Zok the Gemara in Brachis, Dav Zayin Amid Aleph, that Bilam was a Yedei Adas Elyon. And the Gemara says, Tanya, Keil Zoyim B'chol Yoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Yoyim has a moment of Zam. Zam means there's a moment when the Midas HaDin is Sholeit Ba'olam. We know B'tchila, Ola B'machshav Livro Yisa'olam B'midas HaDin. Right? Rosh, Ein, Ha'ilam, Iskayim, Shita, Vemidas, Rachim. And Rebbeinu Shalom, there's no Shinui Rotzim. What do you mean, L'chatchila, he wanted Din, and then he decided Rachim. There is still the element of Din. There is the Ha'ilam, the way it functions in the level of Din. Then there's another dimension, which is the level of Rachim. There's a moment every day in which the world is treated purely by Midas HaDin. And let's understand the difference between Din and Rachim. Rachim means you don't deserve. But I have compassion, I'll give you nonetheless. When you pay your employee, you're not having rachmim. He gave you 5 hours of service, you have to give him 5 hours. And if you give him a tip, you give him something additional, you're not either having rachmim. The Gemara says, Ilav, the Yoyv Le'naicha, the Rucha, the Yoyv Le'matanta. You're giving him a matana, there's a reason, because you're expressing your appreciation for what he did. But if somebody deserves nothing, somebody comes to you, deserves nothing. Not only does he not deserve from you, he doesn't deserve at all because he's a lazy good for nothing, you should be working and earning a living. So why are you giving him something? Midas HaDin says don't. Rachamim says even though he doesn't deserve, give him. Now, the Olam cannot be miskayim the Midas HaDin. Why not? Because nobody is deserving when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nobody that's perfect enough that Midas HaDin should receive anything. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives anybody anything, it's always only because of Midas HaRachim. In a moment of Din, nobody deserves. So Bilam says to himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling me, now he's telling it to me. Now is the normal time of day, it's Midas HaRachim. But if I can identify the moment of Midas HaDin, and I'll open my mouth at that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't stop me from cursing, because at that moment it's Midas HaDin, and at that moment they deserve to be cursed. Or at least they don't deserve that there should be a special interjection that should stop the curse. Midas HaDin would see Bnei Yisrael that they're undeserving. And there's no protects yet. There's no protection. There's no Bnei Yisrael, Bnei B'chayri Yisrael, Ba'achlifan, Bu'ma'acheres Yershah. That's all Midas HaRachmin. When it's a moment of Din, Din says, look at the facts objectively as they are. That's it. So Bilam was right. He made a cheshbon that if he can identify Midas HaDin, and he was the only person who was able to do so, and Balak knew that, and that's why he hired him. If he can identify the Midas HaDin, he'll be able to curse Bnei Yisrael. So what can happen? Why did he not curse Bnei Yisrael? Why didn't he? What's up to Gemara and Brachis? Right? Balak also knew why he's hiring Bilam. My leman das tifkas Hashem, and the Gemara says, "Amen." Rabbi Lazar, Amen. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, do kamatz doke. So he's saying, "Machem shulekati b'mei Bilam harasha." She molei kati loy nishtayim isayneim she Yisrael sorry do polit. If there would have been a Minas Hadin, that the moment that Bilam opened his mouth, the Bnei Yisrael would have been annihilated on the spot. There wouldn't have been a single remnant of the entire nation. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He changed the seder and he annulled the Minas Hadin. For those days that Bilam wanted to be Mekal Bnei Yisrael, there was no Midas HaDin Boreilu. And this is what Bilam said. This is what Bilam said. Ma ekoiv loikov akeil ma ezem loizam Hashem. There was no Zam during those days. There was no Zam during those days, and that's what protected the Bnei Yisrael. Now, Boisai, the Gemara says that Yitzrei Shel Adam Mizgabar Olof B'chol Yoyim. Without exception, the Yetzirah has gvura that's misgaber on a person b'chol yom. Il molei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael lo yuchaloi. The only way a person can ever overcome his Yetzirah is only because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Yisrael. How is Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael? When is Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael? Where does that Yisrael come from? The Gemara says in Brachos that hey, that la'olam yargiz adam yetzer toiv al yetzer hara. The means, the mechanism of overcoming the Yetzer Hara is through Yargiz Adam. What does Lo'ilam mean? What does Lo'ilam mean? Lo'ilam doesn't mean it's a good Yetzer sometimes when you're stuck. Lo'ilam means that is the way of overcoming the Yetzer Hara. You have to have Yargiz. You need what? You need Midas Hadin. The way to overcome the Yetzer Hara, there are certain Oifanim of Avodas Hashem that require Midas HaChesed, Midas HaRachamim. Overcoming the Yetzer Hara requires Midas Hadin. Without it, you're doomed. Without it, you fail. Without it, you don't have a chance. The greatest tzaddik doesn't have a chance. Yitzir shel Adam is gavra l'b'chol yoyim. And the Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ezer lo yuchaloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends into the Olam every single day a special Ezer that allows a Yid that wants to take advantage of it to be misgaber through this din over his Yetzer Hara, through Gvura, to be misgaber over his Yetzer Hara. That's what it means to be margiz. To evoke within oneself the Midas HaDin, Din the Kedusha, to overcome the Yetzer Hara. When does HaKadosh Baruch Hu send this Midas HaDin? He sends it in the moment of Kedil Zoyim B'chol Yoyim. That is the moment. Why is it that there's a moment of Midas HaDin every day? Stam HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's where there's Hashpa of Din into the world, and that's what gives every Yid the Koyach to utilize this Midas HaDin to overcome the Yetzer Hara. It all comes from the Kel Zayim B'chol Yoyim. The Kel Zayim B'chol Yoyim is a bracha for Bnei Yisrael. It's not a klala, it's din, but it's a din that also gives the koyach the ability to utilize the din in a positive way to overcome the Yetzer Hara. And that's why the Pesukim say, it says Kel Zayim B'chol Yoyim, and it says Chesed Kel Kol Yoyim. How do you reconcile these two Pesukim? Is it Chesed Kol Yoyim, or is Kel Zayim B'chol Yoyim? Which one is the truth? The answer is, the din is a chesed. The din is also a chesed. Of course it comes as din, and that's what we have, and that's what we receive. But the din is a chesed. The din is a chesed. Rabbi Yisrael, the Gemara told us in Sanhedrin, that during these few days, the Midas HaDin was suspended. The Midas HaDin was suspended. There was no din. What? If there was no Midas HaDin, the Bnei Yisrael come back to the default position. This is the Teva HaDvarim. It's impossible to overcome the Yetzer Hara without that Ezer Mishamayim. It's impossible. If there was no Midas HaDin, Suddenly, Bnei Yisrael, feel like Yetzer Hara, and the nature of things changed. The same Bnei Yisrael that would be Kedusha B'Tara for 40 years, suddenly, this is the only time in history when that was taken back. And the Melech, they felt. These same Bnei Yisrael, the Talmidei Moshe Rabbeinu, and Aaron, and the Skenim, the one who just saw the biggest Gilui Kved Hashem, all of these things are very nice hashpois of Chesed. But without that Midas HaDin, you can't overcome the Yetzer. It doesn't work. And it says by Pinchos, Kineas Kinosi. What does Rashi say on Kineas Kinosi? The Katzpoi es haketzef shehoyo li liktzoif. Pinchos made up the deficit. The deficit of Midas HaDin that didn't come in Hashemayim over those few days left the Bnei Yisrael with a setback. It left them with a chesaron and with an inability. They were lacking in the amount of din that was required for them. So Bikami Askenazi, Pinchas brought a new din into the world. Which din? He made up that loss. And that's why he got the special schach. The din that was lacking because of those few days where HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended the Midas HaDin so as not to allow Bilam to destroy all of Bnei Yisrael, there was lacking the Midas HaDin Boil. Pinchas utilized the opportunity. Had somebody done earlier, maybe it would have prevented the whole Maisa. Maybe there could have been another Ichatimsa to bring about Din Boilam. But what Pinchas did was he brought back the balance to Bnei Yisrael. He brought back the balance. As soon as there was a Kines Kinasi, it stopped. It stopped. All of the deviation on the part of Bnei Yisrael stopped. Because Midas HaDin came back into the world. Midas HaDin was set, that Chisaron of Din was Hushlam through Pinchas' Kinah. So this is a deeper understanding of what took place over here. It's not pshat only that Bnei Yisrael. Of course, it's also true that the things that the Medrash tells us were the cause that led to their fall. But it's not only in pshat. There was also a deeper thing at play over here. And that is that the Bnei Yisrael lost that special protection. Otherwise, the question is not so much, how could it be that they were nichshol? The real question is, why are people not nichshol normally? To that, the answer is a Kodesh Baruch Hu Ezer. And the second that Ezer disappears, a person is doomed. A person has no koyach whatsoever. We should be zeicher that should be a real kiwi of midas harachamim, midas hachesed, and which is the truth of the midas hadin, the hidden din, that which the din hides should be uncovered.
I just have your attention. Nobody said anybody that wants to take one of these for their own tool. I'm not sure they've all been given out. Just check if it's not in their shoe. Something else I just want to say that follows. A couple of weeks ago, my friend Ronnie said to me that, am I aware that Mr. Andrew Bradley is going on Aliyah on Sunday, as I was. It's sort of your nice idea to have a little connection, which I did the last couple of weeks, and I've been a lot of mad at the environment, so. So,